Rockland County Democratic Board of Elections Commissioner Kristen Stavisky says Village of Suffern Mayor Dagan LaCourte was removed last week from the ballot in the race for Rockland County Executive.
His petitions are invalid and he is off the ballot, but that's subject to a judge.
She says the 1,926 signatures fell short of the 2,000 required, thus invalidating the petition. She says signatures were ruled invalid for the following reasons.
Many were not registered Democrats or not registered at all. There were problems with several of the witness statements. And the total of all of these different issues meant that he fell under the 2,000 required.
There are, at this point, two primary candidates, County Legislator Elon Schoenberger and former County Legislator and Spring Valley Justice David Freed. It was Freed's campaign that filed numerous objections to LaCourte's petition signatures. The same day, State Senator David Carlucci, an independent Democrat from Rockland County, endorsed LaCourte. Freed, meanwhile, has the endorsements of two previous employers, former President Bill Clinton and Congresswoman Nita Lowey. Again, here's Stavisky.
David Freed brought a petition to invalidate. We've since been served with a petition to validate by Mr. LaCourte.
The matter is slated to be resolved in state Supreme Court beginning Wednesday. LaCourte's campaign did not return calls in time for this broadcast. LaCourte posted a message on his Facebook page alleging that Freed and Stavisky, who is also the head of Rockland's Democratic Committee, disenfranchised hundreds of the county's Democrats by manipulating election laws to have him thrown off the ballot. He says his campaign continues and he has retained election lawyer Jerry Goldfeder, former special counsel to Governor Cuomo, and several political candidates. Stephen Pappas is Freed's campaign manager.
It's not a matter of we wanted to see him off the ballot. We wanted to make sure that the rules and regulations were followed. And if the court finds that Mr. Court, didn't and agrees with us that he didn't, then that's what we would hope would come about it.
County Executive Scott Vanderhoff, a Republican, announced last year he would not seek re-election to a sixth term. The winner of the Democratic primary faces Republican County Legislator Ed Day. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.